Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, shalom, the King is coming. Hey, greetings to each and every last one of you. In the sweet presence is strong, in victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, I welcome you all here this evening on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. Glad to have each and every last one of you here. I got an announcement. Brother Gideon has been able to make sure that he secured for us a way that we could be able to get tactical vests and tactical belts, high quality, and I might add very high quality, at a very good price. Tactical vests and ammo belts or belts. You may want to write this down. All right, may want to write it down because I do have the card right here. It's Raptor Tactical. And it's www.raptor, RAPTORTACTICAL.com, RaptorTactical.com. And, of course, if you are in the ministry, you're on Marco Polo or something like that, or you want to get up with us, I'm getting ready to put an order of four, a group of four to start off with up here at Straightway. That's what we're getting ready to do. To get ourselves good and outfitted. And brother, and he says, Brother Gideon approved. And so that we appreciate. Glory to the King. I hope that y'all doing well. Brother Gideon's contact point, and he'll give you more information from there. Glory to the King. Brother Kabir has actually put out a video to where his wife had a recording. She was actually recording him without his consent, without his knowledge. And, of course, you know, you get to actually see the real fruits. I ask that you'll go over there to YouTube, chime in, tell me what you think. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I'll leave it up for the rest of tonight, and then after that I'll take that video down, make it unavailable for over the Sabbath, and then I'll probably make it back available for the general public again. Glory to the King. Guest calling numbers 310 982 4226. That's 310-982-4226. We are doing well. Brother Patrick and his wife Nicole and their children are down visiting us. And it's good to see Brother Patrick again. I first met him up in Michigan. He's been listening for a while. Him and his wife, the model of the Israelite family. I do appreciate their dedication. You just cannot beat the testimony of Sister Nicole. I don't think that she realized how much of a standard that she has set and precedence that she has set in his ministry by holiness of dress and being an example of only being so new into the ministry in itself. And it speaks to and it attests to the actual leadership also of her husband. Brother Patrick's a solid brother, very serious brother. We do appreciate it. The children are well behaved. They just fit in like a glove. They really, truly do. And we welcome them to the family of the Israelite heritage of Straightway. Just a beauty to have them here. So we're glad to have y'all here. They'll be with us for a whole week. Of course, we have another sister that's coming in from Kansas. I don't know if she's here or not. And of course, you know, we always have, you know, almost every week of the year, we always have somebody that's actually coming and will spend time with us and want to spend time with the communities. Of course, now what you do is you actually get to see the intricate workings of Straightway without everybody here. You get to see the way we are as a people. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I think I'll get around talking to Brother Patrick there a little bit. We may do a sit down. Me and him and the brothers do a little interview, because the one thing about testimonies is that they actually help other people who may have or who could have been sitting on the fence. It actually helps them out. It helps them out greatly and immensely when they hear someone else's testimony and their strength of overcoming. It's just a beautiful thing. I can't even begin to say I am watching the prophecies of the scriptures to where that the Most High Yah is bringing in Gentiles that will love him more and greater than his own people and would actually set precedent and set an example of the love that she had, that you know, that they have for Yah. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I am going to go up here and do the routine here for a second. I'm going to go and check and see how many people is in the caller queue, chat room, blog talk, or whatever may have you. I'll be back here in just a moment, and I'll be ready to take your phone calls. Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. You like to talk to Pastor Dow, you press number 1. A little question mark shield sign will come up in the caller queue, and we'll be ready to take your call. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let me give you a little bit of, I was going to do a little bit of JT. What I have not done in a while. Be right back in just a second, all right? Thank you. All right, Israel. Bless y'all. We are back. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Guest calling number 310-982-4226. We are ready to go ahead and take your phone call. Let's go ahead with it. Area code 614, Ohio. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Ohio?
Hi, Pastor Dow. This is Monica Brown. I wanted to make myself known to the ministry, and also I will be humbled if you are my pastor and to come up under the authority of Straightway Ministries.
Well, hallelujah. Bless you. That's good. It's an honor and a privilege to hear you. Where are you at, or where are you located at there in Ohio?
In Columbus, and I talked to, I believe, on, I think you call it first day, to Elder Benger, I believe. He called me.
Yeah.
I got connected with Sister Gervina and Brother Mike.
Right.
And I met up with them, and we broke bread with my kids, and it was just beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. They're beautiful Israelites. Beautiful Israelites. I think you made a good connection with you. That's good. By all means, it's an honor, and I'm glad that the Most High Yah has actually saw fit to ordain you and put you into his kingdom and to give you a preacher to listen to.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hey, let me see. Make sure that we have your contact information. I know Elder Doug does, and we'll stay in contact and in touch with your stuff and stay in touch with the ministry so you'll know when the feast days is happening, what's going on, and continue to keep growing in the grace and knowledge of Yahshua.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, you're welcome. Is there anything else?
I'm just, you know, excited because I started listening to you like 2 weeks ago. And
2 weeks?
I mean,
that's
I can't even wear pants. Yes. And, like, I'm like that within that same week of listening to you on first day. I started observing Sabbath, and I seen the changes, like, within my children, and I started wearing head coverings to work, and all these men are like, what is going on? And I'm like, go to Pastor Dow. I can't teach you nothing.
All you know is that the Most High Yah is just dealing with your heart, isn't he?
Yes, and I wore pants through time after hearing your teachings. I felt horrible. I said, okay. And Sister Gervina, you know, she blessed me. I was asking the Most High, I said, I need some clothes. I need some more skirts. And I emptied out my closet and, like, everything above the knee to hold me off and a life-changing experience. So, yes, sir.
Beautiful. When you get a chance and opportunity, you try to make it down here and visit us, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bless you, my sister. Or to the King. Isn't that beautiful? Is that not beautiful? Another Israelite. Yah is good, ain't he? Ain't Yah good? Hallelujah. All right, California call number 951-951. This is Pastor Dow. You on the Straight But You Radio, bro. I can help you.
Shalom, Pastor Dow. How you doing?
I'm blessed of the Most High Yah and highly favored. Who am I speaking with?
You speaking with Brother King.
Brother King, how can I help you, Brother King?
Oh, yes, sir. I was just calling in to give a testimony.
Hallelujah.
I've talked to you a lot, and I've been following you for a while, and, you know, things wasn't really as easy as a lot of people think that it's going to be when they come to the truth, because we still carry some over that Christianity, you know, so we think everything is supposed to be peaches and cream, and a lot has been happening, and, you know, your recent videos at Sabbath services, been paying real diligent attention, feeling the spirit, and yesterday, I was talking to my wife, we was going over scripture, and I just began to pray, and just prayed and cried out, and she was at work, and then I began to speak in tongues.
Hallelujah.
She understood what I was saying when I was speaking in tongues.
Really?
Yes, sir.
She interpreted. Yes, sir. Glory to the King.
Yes, sir. And I ended
up,
what did
she say you
were
saying?
I don't, that I was praising his name and I was asking for forgiveness, and it was one other thing I can't remember now. I'm getting shaken up just talking about it.
It's all right.
And you know, and it, like when you feel that spirit is I don't, you know, think a lot of people really know what it feels like, because when I fell in and it came on me, you can't do nothing but hit your knees. I mean, I had no strength then. And I end up calling Brother Runzo in Kansas City, and we began to pray. And I don't know what it was, but I actually got off the phone with my wife to call him. He was just sitting in my spirit when I was praying, and I called him and began to speak in tongues again, and he began to speak in tongues, and we just cried and just prayed out, and he was at work as well. And, you know, that was went on for a good 30 minutes, and I called my wife back, man, just speaking in tongues and praying for at least an hour and a half. And I just want to thank the Father and thank
Lord,
you for being a righteous man.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Man, glad to have you in the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah, brother. That's all you did was just confirm the word that is already written.
Yes, sir. It's
kind of amazing, isn't it? Because all these years you've been living without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now you've got it. Now you can't even imagine living without it. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And well, this isn't my first time speaking in tongues. This is actually the first time she's heard me speak in tongues, though. And this is her first time interpreting.
Glory, glory.
And you know, is we've been praying with you on the Sabbath, been standing up, getting close to the TV when you call them, and you know, and led. I've been telling her for a month, like though, that I was just feeling his spirit. It was like really heavy on me. And you know, he gave me a scripture when I was at work, and that's actually what the conversation was about. He gave me a scripture when I was at work, and I don't know, I just stopped doing what I was doing, and I sent it to her, and we was talking about it, and, you know, what I got from it and gathered from it, she gathered the same exact thing, and that's what led into it. And we actually looking, I'm trying to transfer my job down at Oklahoma, and it's close to Kansas City, and I was trying to get you and Pastor Corey blessing, if that would be all right, so I can fellowship with Kansas City. And it's only 10 hours from you as well, so I'll be able to make the feast days.
Brother, if you can get your job transferred close to either one of the communities like that, that would be an honor and a privilege, man, to have a good spirit-filled, strong Israelite that would be able to help us in this work, man. Glory to the King.
Glory. Yes, sir.
Keep us posted, man, about your festivities and what you're doing, all right?
Yes, sir.
Glory to the King. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Man, two powerful, powerful testimonies. You know, we're going to get the blast for that one now.
Hi, brother. I was I came past Pastor Dowell, okay? I had you as a pastor on here. But if you're a Hebrew Israelite, how do you become a pastor when I went through the same class you went through? Well, God,
isn't that amazing? Somebody went through the same class that I went through, called himself a pastor. Somebody's actually mislabeled this one, too, right here. That's pretty bad. They're going to mislabel that thing. But it was amazing, isn't it? Huh?
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
All these spirit-filled people getting touched by the ministry. Hallelujah. And getting filled with Yah's Ruach and even getting a renewing. Ain't y'all good? Hallelujah. Let's go to Minnesota. Call number 612, Brother Gene. This is Pastor Dow, Union Street Mutual Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Gene?
Well, first of all, Brother Pastor, I absolutely love you, and I just want to let you know that. Second of all, I wanted to thank Pastor Beck or Elder Becker for writing that paper on birthdays.
Hallelujah.
That was amazing. My son actually had a question about shorts, and may he ask a question about shorts and modesty?
Sure.
Good evening, Pastor Dell.
Hey, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. So my question is, not just with shorts, but with men's apparel, and how are we supposed to dress? Because I was doing research, and I understand that a lot of the stuff that I was reading was from Christian doctrine, so I didn't really get much info on what I should and shouldn't wear as a young man of Yah.
Well, when you look at our culture, if you look into through the scriptures, when we were in slavery and when we were in captivity, when we were robbed and spoiled, it's easy to see how we dressed. As a matter of fact, the powers that be in the nations made sure that we was almost butt naked. We didn't have nothing but just something around our loins. Whenever we were free and we were not in captivity, we usually covered ourselves as a people from head to toe. And so that's the reason why you don't see the men in Israel wearing shorts. We try not to wear, we have to wear apparel to cover ourselves, but we try not to make sure that we look like the heathen. We put a lot of distance because, after all, if there's a standard for the women to be able to carry themselves in modesty, and shamefaced sobriety, there's also one for men, too. Now, what we don't do is we try not to dress provocative, but we don't, as men, we don't wear shorts. We wear shorts, if you're in the house or something like that, but far as going out in the public, we usually wear, them jumper pants, like gym pants or something like that.
Yes,
and we
sir.
Always wear a shirt. We don't wear tank tops or stuff like that. We try to make sure that we are carrying ourselves in a very holy and mannerable and modest way. Our ancient people used to wear robes or things that they used to be able to gird up the loins and stuff, which you could see them on the hieroglyphics. Mm-hmm. All right? So that's how we dress. Now, for instance, let's say if we was going swimming. Now, if our sisters, usually we have a swimming hole. We used to have a couple of them down here. Our sisters would actually go on one end, the brothers on the other. But if we were going swimming, we would still wear light clothing. Matter of fact, I think one of our sisters had designed kind of like a swimming jumpsuit or something like that, to where the skirt would go to the knees, to where it wouldn't hamper or impair them from swimming. So we have to distance ourselves away from the heathenistic ways as far as possible. Now, there's such thing as shorts. Only time we wore what you would call stuff like that that was very revealing of our loins, our legs, and everything else is when we were in captivity. So that's what we do here,
yes,
straightway.
All right. Now, I am a very active when it comes to sports and such. Should I be wearing shorts, should I not be wearing shorts during those times when I'm, let's say, working out or running around when it's hot outside?
Well, it wouldn't make no difference to us. We still dress the same way. Even when we're going to the gym or working out, that's how we do. You can pretty much look on Sons of Jacob, look online to see our brother in dress, and you'll pretty much see it. You don't never see any of us running around in shorts.
Okay.
Besides that, a misnomer. That's an American misnomer to think that you're actually going to be cooler by taking more clothes off. As a matter of fact, the direct opposite is the actual case. If you notice, the people in the desert, you ever notice that they cover from head to toe over across the pond?
Yes, sir.
But then these insane people over here in America, they take off everything and think they're going to be cooler. And they burn themselves and get skin cancer and everything else. So you see, it's just a backwards way of thinking is what it is, because most people have never really truly been in really truly hot climates of the world, except the world, part of the world where the Gentiles have been ruling. But, you know, I've traveled a lot of places in this earth, and the thinking of the many, many cultures of many, many different people is totally different than this Gentile American way.
All right. Well, thank you, Pastor. That was very, very, very insightful.
All right. Hallelujah.
All right. Here's my father, sir. Shalom, shalom.
Okay.
Pastor, thank you so much for answering my son's question. We love you. And the Fresh Hours wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you, my brother. Love you, too. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Indiana. Caller number 219-219. Brother Brandon, this is Pastor Dow. You're on Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Brandon?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow, and Shabbat Shalom to all of Israel. Bless you all.
Shabbat
love
Shalom.
You all.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brother. How can I help, Brother Brandon?
Yes, sir. Pastor, I was just calling in. I wanted to give a special shout-out. All praise, honor to the Most High Yah. But back in the mid-April, Pastor, you gave a request out to the saints to stand in the gap and intercede on my behalf when it comes to regarding my dishonorable, disrespectful, presumptuous, stiff-necked, rebellious, stubborn wife of mine. And I just want to give all a big thanks to the saints of Israel and of Straightway for standing in the gap for me and interceding on my behalf. I just want to say thank you all from your beloved brother Brandon.
Hallelujah.
I've seen some changes when it comes to my disobedient wife that I have on my hands right now.
Now so is she obedient now?
No, by no means. She's definitely not obedient according to the word, but she is showing signs for improvement because she has been following some orders that I gave her when it came from sitting down with her her satanic pastor of hers, and when I forbidden her from going to partaking Christianity on sun worship, and she has not been back to that house of irrepute since then. So, but she definitely is not where she's supposed to be. But she is showing signs for improvement, and I just had my beloved brother Kabir over here this past Monday, you know, and we got to sit down and talk with him. You know, a couple of brother Samuel met also, but she has a lot of deliverance she needs, Pastor.
Yeah.
She's very prideful, very prideful. You know, but I just wanted to send a special thanks from me to my sisters and my brothers that. Actually, they know who they are. The Most High knows who they are that intercede and been standing in the gap for me. I truly appreciate it, and you know, I do not take it for granted. And I just thank the Most High for putting Straightway in my life and my beloved sisters and brothers in my life.
Hey, my brother, you keep on commanding her, giving her direction, and tell her what your expectation is, and we'll see how much she loves the Father. Well, first of all, love you, and then she'll show how much she loved the Father by her service to you.
Yes, sir. And that's what I'm going to continue to do, stand encouraged, stand obedient to my master, my husband, and I'm going to see where her loyalty is. Is it with me or is it with someone else?
Hallelujah.
You know, it's time
by the way.
The rubber to the road. Like
by the way.
Saying, it's time to get or get.
That's right. I remember that pastor said that I wasn't, what, man enough to actually come and stand before him. What was that the actual quote?
Pretty much, he doesn't believe that my pastor is man enough that really wants to sit down with him. I said, okay, we shall see. That's why I recorded it. My beloved brother Daniel has heard the recording. My beloved brother Kabir, if I'm not mistaken, Pastor, you heard the recording. He definitely said it. And I reached out to him last week after you reached out to me, and it's still today, I have not heard anything from that faith, that minister of faith.
You know, it's amazing. The Bible says that the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Because, you know, I've been on you about getting in contact with him, because I'm back in country from out of Canada. And I told you that was the first thing I was going to do, was contact you and tell him, let's set it up. Did I not do that?
Yes, sir. You had definitely contacted me within that few days, as soon as you touched back on this side of North America.
Well,
he has not. I don't know if he has my number, where you know if I'm calling him or not, because, you know, but he definitely has not. I left voicemail, I even sent him text messages.
Send him a letter.
Now I might have to, a certified letter at that.
Yeah, send him a certified letter, man, and tell him that your pastor's still waiting on what your mouth had said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell him when we do it, I want to do it openly in front of his congregation.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, putting these devils on Front Street. Sir, I sure will. I sure will. I was just calling in, Pastor, to let you know I'm still here. I'm not going nowhere. My mind is made up. I found the truth. I found a ministry that is obeying the word. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, we know that, Brother Brandon. Stay faithful, my brother, to the Most High Yah. Continue to keep leading and guiding that family as the Most High gives you strength through Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And, brother, we love you dearly.
Yes, sir. I surely am. I'm humble, Pastor. It's truly, like I said, a privilege of mine and an honor, honorable thing to say that I have brothers and sisters that loves me as much as I love the Most High. And I'm going to stay with where he put me. Right here. Hallelujah.
Glory to the King, my brother. All right,
yes,
you got
sir.
Anything else?
Bye, long, no, sir. I was just calling to basically give that special thanks to my beloved family of Israel. Hallelujah. I bless y'all. One love, family. I love you all. I'm Brother Brandon, Northwest Indiana.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat
bless
shalom,
you.
Family. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. That's Brother Brandon, Northwest Indiana. You know, all up in that region, up in that area. I mean, the ministry is really, really growing. And the Most High Yah is doing whatever he can and all that he can to get the remnant together. Now, mind you, we know that we're the remnant because we come from out of every tongue, every tribe, every creed. And when you look at us, when we get together, we come from all different geographical locations scattered all across this earth. And from these different locations, there's only a remnant, one of a family and two of a city. So just by looking at the scriptures, we know that Christianity can't be it because it's not the remnant. As, you know, the Most High said to Gideon, you got too many, way too many. We definitely know Islam is not it. Too many. It wouldn't be a remnant if you had all those people. All right, my brothers and sisters. Well, look like we got a short one today, or tonight, matters of fact, as we say. But, hey, I bless you all in the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. Oh, wait a minute. Got one just came in. Two just came in. See how y'all do? I told y'all I'm getting that caller queue. I usually don't stop it. I usually just keep going, and then I cut it off. We'll take these last two calls and we're done. All right? Call number 917. 917 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strip of Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Brother David in New York.
Hey, Brother David. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I heard you wrapping it up and I just have to call in just to say Shabbat shalom.
That's all right. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you. Thank you for all your labor.
All right, my brother. Be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, my brother. Let's go 312. 312 is Pastor Dow. You know, Strip Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My name is Rakia.
Rakia.
Oh, yes, Rakia. I'm an Israelite woman. Oh, I'm from Chicago.
Chicago. Man, I've been up there a few times.
Yeah. I just want to give you a little background of myself. I'm 27, and I'm married to a 50-year-old man. He's an Israelite also.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him through family. My sister is married to his nephew, so that's how we met. And I wasn't an Israelite when I met him. He was. He's been an Israelite since he's been 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually brought me to the truth, and I listened, and I never stopped listening. I'm still listening. So he brought me to the truth, and we have two beautiful young children now, and, you know, our families are evil, wicked. They try to turn our children against us. You know, we try to be cordial. We're nice people. We're trying to, be cordial to the so-called family of ours.
Right.
And now they all went too far, you know. So we're at the point as we're trying to get away. And we've been listening to you for 6 years. We never contacted. I actually talked to someone. I called the number earlier, and I'll conversate with you about that another time. But you know, we're trying to get away from here, and we like how you do things. We live in Chicago, but we got chickens in our yard. We have a garden, and we're trying to be self-sufficient, you know. And my husband, he actually has land, and I forgot where it is, but he don't know anyone where he has the land at. So he's looking to buy more, to buy some land somewhere. And he respects you, you know. And we listen to a lot of Israelite people, you know, Israelite men. And you are the only Israelite leader that my husband would, you know, is willing to allow to lead us. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So I just need more information on how we can go about to come and visit, you know, to get to know everyone so everyone could get to know us, you know, because we're really, truly looking to come and dwell with Straightway.
Sure. This is what you do, sister, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you call the dining hall, the number that you normally see behind me on YouTube, and you leave your information, your contact information, name and number, and leave it to Elder Doug. The sisters in a dining hall will take a message. They will get the message to Elder Doug. Elder Doug will then, at that time, contact you, and he will coordinate a time for you to be able to come and visit us here on the land. Now, usually when families come to visit us, we usually try to make accommodations for them to either stay with one of the families on the land or either in our guest quarters, providing that our guest quarters is not booked. And then at that time, when you make that coordination and stuff, then we can determine when you can come. All we need to know is the time, the dates that you're coming and the dates that you're leaving so that we can logistically be prepared for you.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes. Yes, of course.
People usually come in like on a Thursday, or they'll get here early on a Friday morning. So they'll be able to stay Friday night for Blog Talk, and then they have Shabbat service. You know what I mean? They usually stay all week, like, for instance, Brother Patrick and his family. They're staying here for a whole week. He got the time off to be able to stay for a whole week. And they're doing well. Family's doing well, doing good. And they're enjoying themselves immensely. So, you know, we're very interested in the Most High's people and those who y'all is dealing with.
Yes. Yes. So we, my thought left my head. I should have said something. But I think because we've been, like I said, we've been watching you for about 6 years, and we've been watching other Israelites also, like them other camps, you know, other camps. And my husband, he's still, because we already live in self-sufficient. We just ain't got no cows. You know, we got pigs. I mean, not pigs. Oh, my Lord. We got chickens in the yard. And people look at us like we crazy. They got chickens in the ghetto.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah. But we had eggs every morning.
Hey, good eggs, too.
Yeah, good eggs. You know, so we just want to expand the beer to, because I do garden, too. I plant and do garden. I sew. I make clothes. I've been making I make fringes. You know, I've been doing this for 7 years now, since I met my husband. He taught me and told me, but I had to pick up the Bible for myself to really, you know what I'm saying, have a big, bigger understanding. So as I read that women were supposed to wear dresses and women were supposed to cover their head and how we're supposed to carry ourselves because my mother got 10 kids. So it was a house full of confusion. And I'm the only one out of 10 kids that came to the Most High. And I've tried to tell them, tried to teach them, all my sisters, you know, they just won't listen.
Well,
it's like
sister,
jealousy just blinds them.
Well, right now you're under the headship and the authority of your husband. You follow him as he follow Messiah. And don't worry about natural family. Remember what Matthew, the 10th chapter, says. The Messiah says, think not that I come to send peace on earth. How did he come to send peace? Come to send a sword. For I come to send a man at variance against his father against a mother, and a mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law, and a man's own foes will be they of his own household. Matter of fact, and over in Messiah, or Acts chapter 2, it says, save yourself from this untoward generation. So your duty and your role is to your husband first and foremost.
Yes.
And you're not married to your natural family no more because you now have a head. You have a husband that you're submitted to. So if the Most High is not dealing with them, he has not given them the ears to hear, there ain't nothing you can do about it. You just shake the dust off your feet and keep on moving and save yourself.
Yes. I also carry a weapon. I carry a gun.
Good.
My husband, he made sure he put a gun in my hand.
Good.
You know, because he knows. Yeah. So,
it's
real
crazy.
So I'm a cop. Yes, it's very crazy. You know, in the neighborhood I come from, I've seen dead bodies put multiple times in the street, in front of my door, in front of my home. So this is nothing new to me. You know, with that, but I listened to what you were saying, and you were saying y'all have like a training class on how the situation would be. You know, you got a gun, but you don't know how you're gonna react in that situation. You know what I'm saying? And I felt you on that. That was, you know, that's true. You know, you don't know what you would do. You got a gun, but what would you do when the situation come at hand? You know. So yeah. You know, I think the Lord sent me your way, us your way. You know, my husband is a private man. You know, he's not so. I mean, he go out and teach. He teaches his, you know, his friends and who he know and other folks. And he's been doing it for a long time in the streets teaching because he's been knowing since 17. So the reason why he didn't call, he ain't asleep too. He's just a private person when it comes to. You know, just being private, he had to protect us. He had to, you know, can't allow certain folks in to come destroy what the Lord allowed him create. So he really feel positive about you and what you believe in. So, yeah.
Well, maybe the Most High will be able to bless y'all to come down and visit one day, sister. We'll be looking forward to hearing from him as well as you, okay?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to call the number, and you told me to give her my information?
Yes.
And someone will be calling me back. Okay.
That's right. Elder Doug will.
Okay. Oh, and one thing, and I've been studying Hebrew for some years now, and I teach my children. I have a 1-year-old and I have a 4-year-old, and actually both of them know how to speak Hebrew.
Beautiful.
So, yeah. And I'm just trying my hardest to give my children back where they came from, back to heaven, back to where, you know. And I breastfed my child for 3 years, my 4-year-old, and I'm still breastfeeding my 1-year-old, you know. And I feel like that's the natural way. You know, I'm not going to feed my children poison, you know, when the Lord gave me breast milk. And
hallelujah.
Folks are going to be crazy for that, too. Yeah.
No, you all right. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't concern yourself.
We just need to get away from here, huh?
Don't concern yourself with people that are outside of the faith and have no understanding. All right, my sister?
I say to myself, too. So I thank you. All praise to the Most High. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. And
Shabbat
I thank
shalom.
You so much for the conversation. All right.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I did say two. We'll do one more. 818 California, 818. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you in California.
Hey, Pastor Dow. This is your little brother, Brother Williams, Daniel Williams. How
hey.
You doing, sir?
Doing all right, my brother. Well, how can I help you?
Well, I had a few questions for you. I have the same. I'm having. It's not as bad as Kabir's, but so I'm divorced with my wife for all the foolishness. I mean, I listened to his thing the other day, and it's the same thing, and I'm having same issues. You know, we have the scriptures, but yet they hear them, but yet they put their head in the sand like an ostrich, right? But you know, you're still gonna get eaten. So I'm at that point. But the question was the main question was on the divorcing of them. Like the problem I'm having is far as on the scriptural side on that, it's about the rebellious side of it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it's with the headship and all that, and so no peace in the home is grounds for that, correct?
Yeah, uncleanliness. Yep.
Okay. All right. And then my second question was on certain books, because I'm still studying and I'm still trying to read and get and trying to pull information. I seen on one of your YouTube channels on the book on the Apocrypha. I'm planning on getting that book pretty soon to get that last. It was the last few chapters, and it was talking about it went into death and things. And then you had made a statement about with Christ coming as head, well, it's coming as from the Most High, as him, you know, as himself. Now, I was reading in the book of Adam and Eve. Now, I know you know all the books and stuff. What book should I be looking at, or should I just keep reading on going on what I'm doing?
I think that you should go with the books we have available for us. You know, the main staple, which is the one that's in the King James, or you can get the ones that's in the Sefer, or the Scriptures, or the Hallelujah Scriptures. You have, you know, a plethora to go, you know, to actually read from there. Sefer, some people say Sefer, the Hallelujah Scripture, or the Scriptures. Definitely the books of the Apocrypha. At times we have people who are studying, you know, what they will call the Book of Enoch and the Book of Jasher. Just have to make sure it's consistent with the Torah and the Law and the Prophets. That's what I would stick to.
Okay.
I don't mention. I don't see anything about the Book of Adam and Eve mentioned in the Scriptures or the Law or the Prophets. We do know that the Book of Gad, the Book of Jasher, the Book of Enoch, you know, all of those that are mentioned.
Right, I seen. There's quite a few, especially in the Chronicles, but I've been looking. Now that you said, I've been looking for like the Book of Nathan. I haven't found that book, and there's a whole bunch of books I haven't seen. And
Nathan.
But anyway,
Nathan, we don't see that one either. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a bunch of them. I counted probably almost 10 of them. But then my second question, well, it's not even a question; it's a concern. So. I got off of a fast. I was trying to do a 40-day fast, a water fast, and midway, I wouldn't say probably a one third through it, I had to quit. I couldn't do it because you know I was still trying to work and try to do it. And after that, I was getting bombarded with all kinds of stuff. I mean, stuff from the house, stuff from work. You know, it comes in bunches and they keep coming. It's every day is a battle. And I don't know what it was, but my daughter saw something in the house. And I was like, well, what's going on? So, you know, I'm getting all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's crazy because after I did the fast, I could always, you know, feel a little of the presences every now and then when I would go into certain areas. But man, the past, I don't know, probably the past 4 or 5 months, I've been getting a barrage of just spirits. Both of my daughters saw, and then they were able to draw the stuff up, which was crazy. So, anyways, is there any prayers or something I can read?
First of all,
when I read the scriptures, it talks about.
First of all, number one, what you need to do is you need to make sure that there ain't no doorways in your house. You know, stuff that spirits would use, crosses, any type of symbolisms, ops, symbolisms that's probably hidden in wallpapers, in lamps, you know what I mean, in the design of things or something like that. Make sure there's no doorways for demonic spirits to be able to use, hexagrams, pentagrams, stuff like that. And, you know, then the second thing you need to do, if it's a home that you moved into, you don't know anything about the history of the people that was there, then you need to anoint the outsides of the walls, the outsides of the windows, any places of doorways, and plead the blood of Jesus. Block up and bind any demonic spirits and forces and ask the holy angels to remove them in the magnificent name of Yahshua. You got a lot of work to do in that area. But you need to look for doorways first, spiritual doorways that they will use.
Okay. All right. So, the crazy thing is my wife's a Jehovah's Witness, and I was a Jehovah's Witness for like 30 years, so we don't have that kind of stuff. But the place that I've been here for about going on 6 years. I haven't had any of these problems till probably about 6 months ago.
Well, let me just put it like this. You may have thought that you wasn't having any problems, but you're having problems now. You're just not having problems just then. It's kind of like a disease. When you feel the symptoms of disease, the disease has already been working in your body for a long time. You just didn't know it. And, of course, anything that you have from the occult or the cult called Jehovah Witnesses, you need to get rid of it. You need to get rid of anything that you have from the Jehovah Witnesses and throw that mess out.
My wife, that's what the battle is. I mean, I was Jehovah's Witness 30 years. I married her as a witness. And then when I started reading, I had questions. I think I had really good questions about 4 or 5 years ago. When I asked them, I said, "Well, who are the Israelites?" And they were like, "Well," they couldn't tell me. They kept skating around it. And so again, I mean, I have that literature. That literature is all through my house. So I never thought of that.
All Jehovah Witnesses, anything that has to do with it.
Okay. But then I know the founder was a Mason, a guy, all kind of Masonic stuff. I mean, the early stuff, I mean, it was blatant. But now, okay, I never thought of that.
You just got finished You just got finished telling us what the doorway was. The witchcraft of Freemasonry and all the Masonry stuff. Get rid of all that. Do a renunciation prayer and a denunciation prayer and get yourself back in the good steads of Yah. That's what Satan or the House of Tan is using.
Pastor, where do I find those? Where can I get those prayers at? What scriptures do I use to learn them?
I tell you what, my brother, you call the dining hall, leave your information, and so we can give you a call right back, and Elder Doug will help you out through that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Leave a message to your contact info. You can go to my website, breakway.com, and get a lot of information as well. But that's your doorway right there, is the Masonic Lodge.
Wow, man. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Whew. All right. Well, thank you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom. And
hey,
I'm going to get on these studies.
Was you in the Masonic Lodge?
No. You know what? I really came close to joining because I was searching for answers. So I did the whole, I moved to Oklahoma about 6-7 years ago. I grew up a Joseph. My father was a minister. We had conversations, and me and him both, we said, we feel that something is not right, you know, but he told me, he said, find me something better.
How long either you or your father been traveling?
I'm not a traveling man, brother. I'm not a traveling man. Like, I know the signs and the hand gestures and stuff that I learned and stuff like that. But,
yeah,
again, I was raised in the truth. My father was. And I can't say for certain that he was. You know what? Honestly, I doubt he was. I doubt he was given the keys. Because I saw all the stuff that he read. And, you know, and I didn't, you know, when you were growing up around that stuff, I mean, all those people, majority of those people, they're not giving that information. Most of them are just going through the motions, you know. And so they honestly feel that it's, because I mean, I can relate, because I was there. So I didn't see too much strange stuff. I never really could see anything strange, but I saw the divides, and I would see, you know, I would see little things, you know, and then there was certain stuff that just wouldn't sit right. You know, so the whole thing with the Christ being the Son, I couldn't see putting Christ over the Father, and that was one of those, you know, that was one of those things that was always promoted. But then when I started reading other stuff, and then you made that comment that one time that, you know, from your research, because I know you've done way more research than I have, and then I read the book of Adam and Eve. When I read that book, it brought in the light, and it was talking a lot about the two. It came in a lot of, it talked a lot about that. So then I was like, okay, because I was going through my thing. Again, I was in it for 30 years, and I never, ever focused on reading the Old Testament, always the New. But those scriptures would always go in my head about eating certain animals. And then I was in the bodybuilding, and so all that stuff would, you know, it's just 30 years of learning and putting all that stuff and trying to figure out, well, why are people in such the condition that they're in? And then when I actually read the law, and it was super simple, you do this, and then Deuteronomy, reading those scriptures and stuff and finding out all that stuff, man, well, that's the perfect combination. I mean, it's simplistic, but it's perfect, right?
My brother,
and when you sit there,
witnesses are actually involved in the Freemasonry Lodge and the Masonism, or the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, the Prince Hall, the Scottish Rite, the York Rite. That's the reason why, you know, most people can get in it so-called innocently. But that's the reason and partial cause of deception. You got some generational curses and things you need to break and stuff like that. But like I said, call the number behind us, and we'll get them prayers to you.
Okay.
Keep on fighting, keep on watching, keep on listening, okay?
Yes, sir. I stay on it. I'm on you guys. I'm always on your channel leaving messages. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it.
All right, my brother.
You know, I'll make sure I send over those debt notes.
All right, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, I mean, whenever the Father releases me to be able to go into talking about secret societies and what some of you have been involved in, because I can't tell you how many times we have to deal with witchcraft. Boy, when people come with all this baggage in ministry, Jesus, man. It's all right, but that's what we're here for. Anyway, I took the phone call, said I was. Hey, I bless you all, the sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ. Y'all all have a wonderful Shabbat. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Be the Father's will, and I believe it is His will. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.